is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Mick, my man, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. Okay, so listen, I met Cheryl. We met online, had a great chemistry online. So we met in person, went on a couple dates, had some drinks, and now, you know, we were vibing really good, and the best thing was her kid. She got a 12-year-old son. Him and I got along great. And all of a sudden now, she's gone, man. She's not calling me. She's not texting me, returning my text. Or nothing. She's missing. She's MIA, man. I don't know what's going on.
What did you do, man? Okay, can you think of anything weird at all that perhaps you did that might have turned her off?
No, everything went really good. Everything was great with her, even with her son. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on.
I hear you. He sounds very confident. I like this.
He does.
All right, so Mick, you know what? Hang on the phone. We will call her next for you, okay?
You got it.
This is one of the few times that I want it to work out. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Guys, we just spoke to this guy, Mick, on the phone. He sounds like a damn nice guy. He really does. He sounds confident. He met Cheryl. They met online. Cheryl has a son. How old is the son, you said?
12.
Yeah, 12 years old. He said he got along with the son. Everything was all good, but yeah, now Cheryl's not getting back to him, and he doesn't know why. Mick, I want this to work out for you, and I don't say that all the time. Sometimes I want a major disaster to happen. But
I'd say most of the time you want that.
96.9% of the time I want a major disaster. For some reason, I like you. I want this to work out. We're going to call her up now, so stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cheryl?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, I'm sorry if we're bothering you. This will be really quick, though. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Can we just ask you something very, very quickly?
I'm trying to get out the door to go to work. What do you need?
This will be very, very quick. We just got a phone call, and it's legit. We got a phone call about you from a gentleman who would love to take you out. And we're just the middleman. We will pay for the date if you say yes.
I don't understand.
Okay, so what we got is this guy, Mick, called us up and said that you guys, you know, you went out and that you had a great...
Are you kidding me right now, Mick? I don't even like hearing that ass name. So I don't know what you have going on here, but we are not talking about that ass. No. Oh, my God.
Actually, we called to talk about that ass because... here's the thing. You tell us what it is because we spoke to him and he really likes you. And he said that he feels like he got along with you. He got along with your son when you guys, you know, hung out and stuff. So
the reason he got along with my son is that he's a 12-year-old, just like my son is in his head. This is a man of 30 that I asked to drop my son off to school. Just simply bring him from point A to point B because it's on his way. I had to go the other direction for a meeting. And he ditches school with my son and they go to the beach. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. Can't even know.
Sounds cool.
Didn't happen.
My phone's blowing up. The school calling me. Where's my son? I'm calling my son's cell. I'm calling Mick's cell. Are they on the side of the highway? Are they in a ditch? Where's my kid? Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. So then they get back at the end of the
Cheryl, Mick, he's on the phone.
The kidnapper is on the phone.
Okay, but Mick, okay.
Funny you should say that word because I f***ing almost called the cops on him because that is really what he did.
Yeah.
He kidnapped my kid.
Come on, dude. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, it's his first day of school. You don't even do anything the first day of school anyway.
What is happening?
You know, he's a good kid. You never take him anywhere. He needed to get away and do something. Or go to the beach. You know,
Do you see this? Yeah. Do you see? That's why I can't even stand to talk about this child. You know, this even gets better. He makes a pact with my son, the 12-year-old, not to tell mom what we really did. Are you kidding me right now? Finally, I get my son to crack, and he tells me they were at the freaking beach all day. How can you even? Well, I want to call for the phone right now and punch this guy out. I'm telling you.
Wow. Mick, hold on. Let me ask. You never know. Now, it sounds like a misunderstanding, and I think Mick has learned from this situation, Cheryl. So if you guys went out again, and we will pay for it, I think you can discuss this, and perhaps... you know, get past this little hurdle.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You could send me to Hawaii with this ass, and I'd say no.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, it's very easy. Second date, not going to happen when you almost kill a grandparent on the first date. Tomorrow morning, listen at 8:10.